Before we finish up the program today, I've got Paul McVeigh on the line. G'day, Paul. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Annie.
Yeah.
Hello to you.
Yeah.
This morning.
Oh, good. Now, the reason why I've got you on the line is because you run a art venue called Health 101, and you've got an exhibition that's starting off this week. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
It's actually called Health 104.
Oh, right. Well, there you go.
104 is health is located at 104 Canterbury Road, Middle Park. It's a three-level building. It's a lot of square space, wall space, several rooms, function rooms, and one of those function rooms we showcase artists from Melbourne and all around Australia, in fact. And that's been going now since July.
Mm.
And we've kicked off with three shows. This is the fourth show.
A big project.
Yes, huge. A lot of planning and a lot of work gone into the refurbishment of the beautiful building. And organisational skills are tremendous down there, like coordinating various classes like Pilates, yoga, land-based aerobics, counselling, It's a space opening up to artists, not just artists, but people who want to get on with their health in life, who want to contribute in the areas of writing, music, visual languages, education, things like that.
Let's get to the exhibition, A Miller's Tales. It's a collaboration between you're the curator, but you're also an artist, and you've brought 12 artists together, right?
That's correct. Yeah, you tend to meet a few artists over your history. I suppose kicking off in 1984, back in the days, the Mill campus, where everyone kind of went through the Mill in those days. That's why it's, and a number of those people from that point in time, associates and peers have become part of my collection, through either buying their work or trading with them. And, tonight we present a number of those artists still with us and a number who aren't. One of which, Rowan Robinson, I'll mention. In fact, he's launched at Byron Bay recently, and he's doing quite well up in the state. And we've got an example of his work. Marianne M. Campbell, who's a writer of renown with a background there with lecturing people, and yep. Marcus Ferguson, obviously. The names are on the card and the flyer. We've got Kevin Mullen, Leonie Kirvin, who's very, very big in the life drawing, modelling area.
So what was the brief? Paul, what was the brief? What were you aiming to do with this exhibition? What was everybody trying to do?
Well, we kind of, we want to span two centuries here. And there's a traditional based aspect of this work, which means it's about the way we look at iconography, iconology, images, the way we present images in our own idiosyncratic way, using, the idiom of language, and how do we form that language? Where does it come from? Well, we look around the world. We all see and experience the world in different ways. And the interpretation and the description of the world occurs with various mediums. You know, you can buy the ready-made acrylics and oils. We can go out to your backyard, have a look around, and you'll find ochres, you'll find oxalis, you'll find bees creating beeswax. And you put all these sorts of things together and you start thinking, oh, I don't have to go to a shop to necessarily find the mediums I'm looking for.
Yeah, and so people will be in for a treat when they go to 104 Canterbury Road, Middle Park, when they go to this exhibition, quite clearly.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sort of sharing a few trade secrets with you here.
Good on you, Paul.
The Porter's Paint Series is excellent paint. I don't mean to be plugging it. Really don't mean it, but they're just such fabulous paints to work with, you know, with they're water-based, and you have to apply a catalyst, you know, and with the water to the paint before the paint starts to have a life of its own and starts sort of changing before your eyes, you know. It's like magic. It's alchemy.
Well, that's what art is, isn't it? So the exhibition opens today and it's running to the 27th of October. It's going to be open today at 11 to 5 p.m.
And No. The building opens at 11 till 4 for the flower show.
Yeah.
We kick off the opening night tonight from 5 p.m. till 8 p.m.
Cool. Lucky I got right. You on, or because my information's completely wrong.
Oh, okay, yeah, there's something on the flyer there about the 11th or 4. They're the times open to the public every other weekend.
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like it's a fantastic art venue and community space. So it's interesting to go down there and have a look at it anyway. But the exhibition is on at 5 p.m., goes to 8. That's the opening. And it's at 104 Canterbury Road, Middle Park, opposite the train station, so people don't have an excuse.
That's correct. You just walk straight across the road, you're there. Can I mention my website?
Yeah, go for it. Love you
all
to.
Right. I'm on Art McVeigh. It's a web thing. You won't find much, but there's a few pictures of some things. We've got a couple of new fellas in, Amos Duggan, who I actually bought one of his works. I love his work, so I put him in the show. I haven't been able to reach out to Amos. Haven't found him. Computer system's down, you know what tech's like these days. So big hello to Amos if you're out there. Come on in, your work's up on the walls. Also, you know, another website you might see some images would be Blue Thumb. You know, there's thousands of artists out there and sites and things. So it's really, really difficult to kind of, for emerging people to get up and get out there, but that's what we hope to promote, you know, through community arts networks, facilities. We're reaching out to not just private collectors or patrons with the corporate business sort of attitude. We're looking for the people who are going to donate to the community, give back to the community, and, you know, under the current legislation, you know, people like make donations to non-for-profit organisations can claim back.
Okay, Paul, thanks for spending some time with us.
Hey, thank you, Annie. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to your audience members and yourself. You've been really wonderful today. Thank you so much.
That was Paul McVeigh, and he is running an exhibition at 104 Canterbury Road, Middle Park. Sounds like a really interesting place. Health 104 Art, opposite the train station. And 12 artists, a Miller's Tale, and it opens tonight 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. But it's going on till the 27th of October.